We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Today was Art Rooney Day on 93.7 The Fan with Ron Cook and Joe Starkey. We will play a lot of clips from Art throughout the show. In some cases, we will leave out the question, because I think the question with some of these answers is important, gives you the full depth, the full context of what Art Rooney said. And that's why with this one, this question about Steelers culture, and this is a big deal because of the circus comments that got made earlier in the week, Chris, where Rooney came out and said, I don't know where that comes from. It's nonsense.
Sounds like a man in denial.
That our team has disintegrated and deteriorated into being called the circus. Here's Joe Starkey with Art Rooney on the soap opera Steelers.
I have to be honest, since the beginning of last season, I've never been around a team like this between Antonio and James Harrison's antics and Martavis and Le'Veon and the Todd Haley thing in the bar last year and the national anthem fiasco and linemen shredding Le'Veon public, all of this stuff. But it sounds like you believe that this is not unusual and that there's not either a culture problem or something that needs to be fixed there off the field. Is that the case?
Well, I certainly don't think we have a culture problem, Joe, and we won 13 games last year. So if you have a culture problem, if you have a discipline problem on your team, you know, those kind of teams don't win 13 games in the National Football League. I mean, those are the facts that we have to deal with. As I said, you know, there are things that happen from time to time off the field that down through the years we've had to deal with. Would prefer that these things don't happen. But, you know, we've had players hold out. Many different players down through the years hold out. That's, you know, that's part of the business. Teams have players that get suspended every year. That's part of the business. We'd like to have less of that, no question about it. But bottom line is, you know, when you point to last year and everybody talking about all the drama, that was a team that won 13 games. So I think that the first test for me is, you know, the performance on the field. Are we winning games? Do we have a winning culture? And, you know, I think the record speaks for itself.
Okay, do they have a winning culture? In Art Rooney's opinion, we don't have a culture problem. The main, as a lawyer, this is Art Rooney's forte, he built his case there on a 13-3 record in 2017. If there was unlimited time for an interview with Art, and there were no parameters put on how long they had with him, at some point in that conversation, you come back with, okay, that explains 2017. How about this year? If 13-3 excuses the circus stuff that Joe cited in 2017, how about 9-6-1 and out of the playoffs in 2018?
Would you agree with what I'm about to ask you? And that's that the Steelers, part of being where the Pittsburgh Steelers is, we're not a franchise that traffics in excuses. Like, there's a certain standard of excellence that doesn't allow room for excuses.
Yes.
He's making excuses. He's talking about last year. He's dodging. He's deflecting. You'll notice, too, that and lawyers do this. This is part of legal strategy and argumentative strategy. He didn't directly answer the question. He would go off on a declarative statement.
He did don't have a culture problem.
He did say
though.
That, but I'm saying, like, as the first part of the answer, a lot of the time he would make a declarative statement that didn't that alluded to the question that was asked, but was not a direct answer to it. Mm-hmm. It would come later. I don't like Art Rooney making a reference to last year's season, which, by the way, ended in huge disappointment. And I don't like Art Rooney saying, what I really took from that quote you just played that bothered me is that he sort of acted like, well, this happens to everybody. This is just kind of doing business in the NFL. Guys will get suspended, you know, and this will happen and that'll happen. And I'm sure if somebody would have pressed him on, like, saying, well, does it happen a lot with the Patriots? He would have said Josh Gordon or the late Aaron Hernandez or this or that. Well, they surmount it every year. And the fact
it's eight straight AFC championship games.
Which is the kind of winning and consistency that does blunt a lot of the bad stuff. The Steelers have not enjoyed that kind of consistency. I don't like him sort of saying, hey, this is just what it is, owning a team in 2018, 2019.
This is the modern NFL.
Yeah, that's not good enough. It really isn't either. There are other really good teams. The New Orleans Saints are a better football team than the Steelers. Mark Ingram was suspended for PEDs the first four games of the season. Mm-hmm. They didn't have any drama. The most dramatic thing that happened was Drew Brees broke the all-time pass yardage record. The LA Rams play in the number two media market in the country. They brought in a bunch of hired gun type of players to try to make a run at a Super Bowl, a bunch of high-priced guys.
And guys with big personalities,
correct,
like
Sue. Aqib Talib, Marcus Peters, and Ndamukong Suh. They courted and they had to deal with Aaron Donald wanting to get paid, right?
Yep.
They had a star running back that got paid. They've had to deal with actual stuff outside of them, like wildfires being a problem. They haven't been a team, though, that has been team turmoil, despite having every bit the number of large personalities that the Steelers do.
Kansas
so it's
City
not
had
normal
the biggest
business.
Incident in the NFL season. They cut their all-pro running back.
And that was
the
that.
NFL's leading rusher in 2017. They cut him loose, and they've moved on. And
hummed
they've been
right
fine.
Along.
Yeah.
And that, but more to the point, forget about the actual team on the field for a second. That's all you've heard of it. It was ugly. They knew it was ugly.
See ya.
Done. The only thing you could say about them is if they knew about it, although they say Hunt lied, so you have to take them at their word, you say they should have done something earlier.
And the NFL didn't suspend him
either. But guess what? Once they saw the video, there wasn't any kind of like hand-wringing. It was bye-bye.
Yep.
You're gone. Unacceptable.
Swift justice.
Exactly. Decisive justice. And I guess my point is those teams are still playing. Those teams have had high-profile personalities come on board or incidents, and they have walked right through them and passed them and gotten over them. The Steelers are the one team that was in the mud, it seemed like, all year long. Constantly a Le'Veon Bell thing hanging over their head. They could have just, and I know this wouldn't have made us happy, mm-hmm. but as an organization, they could have just gag-ordered the entire topic, and it could have come from Art Rooney. If you get asked about Bell, say no comment.
Let me ask you this question. If the Pittsburgh Penguins won the President's Trophy, but got knocked out in the first round of the playoffs.
Bad season.
Do you think Mike Sullivan and Jim Rutherford, David Morehouse, Mario Lemieux, do you think they step up to a podium and say, we still had a pretty good season, guys?
Well, that's the other thing about this that bothered me, and I didn't know if you wanted to bring it up now or later, but you just did, so let's do it. Since I think Art Rooney is massively getting it wrong when he suggests that regular season success
13-3
is enough to placate Steelers fans or is enough to slough off their drama. This isn't a franchise whose fans at least define its success or lack thereof by whether or not they win a lot of games in the regular season. To wit, many people correctly said after they went 15-1 Roethlisberger's rookie year, they're going to have a worse record next year but probably be a better team. They went 11-5, four fewer wins, and won a Super Bowl. If they went 9-6-1 this year and won the Super Bowl, had snuck in and won it, this would be a much better year than the 13-3 season.
Correct.
Because that's the only measurement people use
yes.
here. And for Art Rooney II not to understand that or not to clearly articulate that he comprehends that reality is absurd to me.
I'll bring him up because I love the guy, but that's Boeheim is known for that. Like, they had a losing record in the ACC, but they went to the Final Four, and he said, this is one of my four or five best seasons because we were one of the last four teams standing. Who cares about the regular season? If you get in, you get hot. That's what you're judged by. Championships.
Is it? So, and there are people that could say, is it fair or not? It is.
Well, and let me go back to the 13-3 comment and how if we're 13-3, like, ipso facto, that means that we didn't have a culture problem.
Mm-hmm.
You could very easily make the argument that one of the reasons why they lost to Jacksonville was because of their culture problem. Because when they found out they were playing the Jaguars and saw New England beat Tennessee, they just assumed that they were going to get revenge on Jacksonville, win the game, and play the Patriots in the AFC Championship game. Why? Because their coach planted that seed in their heads. And then Le'Veon Bell said, see you in New England next week. And then Mike Mitchell did his best junkyard dog impression and was woofing outside of the Jags locker room.
I'm glad you said those things and not, like, for example, because there are two different things that could have been brought up there. The Bell not showing up for the walkthrough, but he played really well. So that part of it,
it was their mentality,
goes out the window. The worst part about it from a culture problem standpoint is the Mitchell stuff more than anything else, believe it or not, for me. But that is fostered by Mike Tomlin treating the Jaguars like they were a second-class citizen.
Exactly.
He treated them like they were a team that got lucky. Remember the Houston Texans game, their expansion year? They come in here with like 50 yards of offense and win on a bunch of fluky pick six type plays.
Yeah.
He treated it like their victory was that fluky. And not like Leonard Fournette just like trucked Mike Mitchell into another dimension to seal a 30-9 beatdown of the Steelers.
They sauntered into that game like they had it won. And then they got punched in the face and got knocked down in the first round.
And then they got back up and reasserted themselves. But
it
not
was too little too late.
But
they played catch up the entire game.
Not to a degree where you ever felt like they were the better team finally and had asserted that. And once they caught up enough, they never like made a decisive sort of stand against, I'll remind you, Blake Bortles. Boy, you know, the worst thing, and I'll say this much, because this isn't, like, it's a weird thing to say out loud, but I agree with it in my own mind. They really needed Jacksonville to beat New England and then win the Super Bowl, or at least beat New England, and Jacksonville should have last year. Because that would have softened the blow of that loss a lot more than it had Jacksonville gone into that cauldron and won.
One of the reasons why New England won that game is because they made second-half adjustments, which is something that's anathema for this Steelers coaching staff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.